That was the start of Gustav Mahler's Eighth Symphony, the so-called Symphony of a Thousand. It got its name because of the huge forces needed to perform it. A vast orchestra, double choir, boys' voices, and eight soloists. When Mahler wrote this symphony in 1906, he used the words of a hymn that was over 1,000 years old, the Veni Creator Spiritus. Words of that Latin hymn were written by a 9th century monk called Rabanus Maurus. He was abbot of Fulda in Germany, and later he became Archbishop of Mainz. He was expressing the prayer that the Church has always made during these days between Ascension and Pentecost, the prayer for the coming of the Holy Spirit. We pray for the Spirit to enlighten our minds and hearts, to kindle within us the fire of his love. And we pray, send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Those words from Psalm 104 have been understood by the Church to refer to the role of the Holy Spirit in creation. So we also pray, Veni Creator Spiritus, come Creator Spirit. It's customary to sing this hymn at ordinations, and I well remember from my own ordination how moved I was to hear everyone in the cathedral praying in song for the Creator Spirit to come down at that most solemn moment, to inflame our senses with his light and our hearts with his love, to strengthen our body's poor infirmity. The tradition of singing the Veni Creator at ordinations goes back a long way. It was kept on in the Reformed English liturgy in the 16th century. The Book of Common Prayer, in the chapter called The Ordering of Priests, says, "After this shall be sung Veni Creator Spiritus, the bishop beginning, and the priests and others that are present answering by verses as followeth. Come, Holy Ghost, eternal God, proceeding from above, both from the Father and the Son, the God of peace and love." And so on for another 15 verses. Thomas Cranmer, who was largely responsible for writing the Book of Common Prayer, had strong views on church music. He liked it simple, and he urged composers to write, for every syllable, a note. The composer Thomas Tallis did exactly that when he wrote a tune for the English version of the Veni Creator. The tune is called Tallis's Ordinal, and it was almost certainly written to be used at ordinations in the new Anglican Rite. The text we normally sing today has only 7 verses, like the original Latin hymn. It's an anonymous translation, but it must have been written quite a bit later than the Tallis tune. When composers write just one note for every syllable, we can learn something about the way the language was pronounced in their day. Tallis wrote just one note for spirit. They used to say sprit in those days. Our modern translation gives us 2 notes for spirit. Through the ages, that hymn has been sung by countless millions of people praying fervently for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Let's finish today by listening to the end of that first movement of Mahler's Eighth Symphony, that triumphant setting of an ancient hymn calling on the Holy Spirit to come down and inflame the hearts of God's people with love.
And warm thanks there, as always, to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian who's currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.